All right, today is a big day for gift wrapping. So hamstrings, hip abductors, hip rotators, inner thighs, and buttocks, you need to stretch all those areas today because those are the times from sitting on the floor, from lifting, those are the things where you're going to get hurt, and we have to avoid injuries this year, Cliff.
Man, there's nothing worse than going into Christmas with like a pulled groin. That would be awful.
Exactly. And in general, the older we get, the more likely we are to be hurt by wrapping gifts. Gift wrapping injuries are a real thing. So that is something we have to watch out for today. So do some stretching. Be gentle on yourself. And the second thing, more deadly heart attacks happen on Christmas Day than any other day of the year. So,
oh, no.
I know I'm bringing it down a little bit, but be mindful of the stress levels. Like maybe you're young, but you're going to see some of your older family members. Maybe you're the one who just, you can feel your heart, you can feel the blood pressure going up. Just give yourself a second, take a breath. A lot of us put a lot of strain on Christmas. 46% of us, in fact, want to give our families the quote unquote magical Christmas that we had as children or we wanted to have. And that is a ton of stress. So let's focus today on staying safe, wrapping our presents gently and taking a breath and not getting too stressed out because we want you around for We're So Xmas 2024.
I think that anyone who's seen Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation knows what happens when you try and make the perfect holiday when you were a kid. It does not end up well. You end up with a tree that's on fire and a squirrel in your house and everything just, it's not good. Don't try. You can't recreate things, you know?
Well, and that's so funny, too, that you say that, because when I remember Christmas as a kid, I don't remember these magical Christmases that my friends who are now parents are trying to recreate for their kids. I remember watching my parents stressed out. Yeah. And my favorite parts of Christmas were not the main event. It was like shopping for my mom with my dad. It wasn't about the actual, oh, I got a gift and we're having Christmas dinner. It was about 2 weeks before when we picked out something for my mom together at the store. So yeah. I think that when we lose focus on the actual quality time moments, that's when the stress gets high. So don't hurt yourself wrapping. Take a breath. Don't get stressed out. Watch your blood pressure. And honestly, how silly is this? But what a great gift from you to you. Swing by that all night Walgreens and pick up a blood pressure cuff and check out. I'm serious, because you don't know if that headache that you have is your blood pressure going up right now and you need to relax a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think that that is really true, though. Like, focusing on the little things, focus on, you know, some of the things I remember the most are, you know, just hanging out after, you know, kind of all the hullabaloo of Christmas morning and, you know, hanging out and playing with all the fun toys I got, you know, actually just like having a great time after the fact, you know, and taking time to do that, or, you know, driving, you know, going to the mall with my parents and like listening to Christmas music in the car, stuff like that. You know, I think that really focusing on the small things is really important. And every year, it seems like Christmas is more stressful and there's more people you have to buy for and there's more things you've got to do. And even to the point of where, you know, there's so many events and things to see and places to go, you know, if you get to the point in your life where you're getting stressed over whether or not you saw all the Christmas lights or went to all the Christmas festivities or, you know, all those things, you know, it might be time to take a step back and remember that, you know, it's who you spend those times with and you know, not the number. It's not the, you know, we went to 30 things this year. It's that we went to 3 and had a really good time and were chill and had a lot of fun. You know, that's what your family and friends and kids will remember.
What do you have on the docket for Christmas Eve, Cliff?
So I was going to talk about Christmas trees, but I'm kind of curious. When I was growing up, my Christmas tree was, I don't want to say random, that's not the right thing, but it was like an amalgamation of different things. So, you know, we had ornaments that had been passed down to us. We'd had ornaments that were you know, like my mom had made. We had, you know, ornaments that we bought because we saw one at the store we liked, you know, that kind of thing. Our Christmas tree was a little bit random. And my Christmas trees now tend to be a little more planned, you know, like they have a color theme. But people I know too have Christmas trees that are like themed far more than that. My wife is telling, well, you know, Bright and Mary Brooke. I don't have to call her my wife. That's weird. Has a friend who had a tree that was like beach themed. It had driftwood and, you know, blue ornaments and so on and so forth. Do you prefer a more random tree, you know, one that has some meaning to it, or the hyper decorated, you know, like when I go to Disney World, like all the trees are themed. They all have a theme, and it's really cool. It's really neat to see, but it seems like maybe they lose a little bit of something too. What do you think?
I like both. I like a personalized tree when it's well done. I like a themed tree. I think the only thing I don't like is a thrown together tree that doesn't seem like there's any love put into it. Like,
yeah.
Like that tree that they put in the office lobby at work.
Yep.
You know, it's like there's not enough decorations. Maybe a few broke over the years and they just put it back together. There's no like love put into it. So I think it's really difficult sometimes when we see these trees out in the world because there's no emotion in it. So I think as long as there's some love folded in, just like cooking, it's going to be good, whether it's traditional or it's a theme or it's modern, whatever.
Yeah, I agree. Because like the trees that I had growing up and the tree I have now, I love both of them. And I think they're both beautiful in their own way. I think you're right. Maybe it's the intent behind your tree is what's important.
Merry Christmas, Christy at the Bum Cliff.
We did it.
We did it. Ah!